Welcome to the Far Side of Leadership podcast, where you can have fun. And if you're lucky, learn something about leadership. And now, Terry Farr, your host.
Welcome to another episode of the Far Side of Leadership. I'm Terry Farr, your host and city president of our local bank. Today, I want to dive into a crucial topic that directly impacts our success: leveraging resources. It's time to shift our mindset from constantly striving to do more with less to realizing the potential of doing more with what we already have. In the world of business, we often hear the mantra of doing more with less. Have you ever heard that phrase before? You know what it means, don't you? While it's a commendable goal in times of scarcity, it can also perpetuate a scarcity mindset that limits our potential. So instead of constantly focusing on what we lack, let's shift our perspective to what we already possess and how we can maximize its value. Every organization, including ours, possesses a wealth of resources, both tangible and intangible. These assets include our talented employees, innovative ideas, loyal customers, financial capital, technology, and community connections. By recognizing and appreciating these assets, we can unlock opportunities for growth and success. I think you'll agree with this, that our most valuable asset is our team. Each member brings unique skills, experiences, and perspective to the table. As leaders, it's our responsibility to empower and support our employees, providing them with the tools, training, and autonomy they need to excel. When we invest in our people, they become our greatest resource for driving innovation, productivity, and customer satisfaction. Efficiency is about doing things right, while effectiveness is about doing the right things. So by optimizing our processes, eliminating waste, and focusing on high-impact activities, we can maximize both efficiency and effectiveness. This allows us to achieve more with the resources at our disposal without sacrificing quality or customer experience. Innovation is the key to staying ahead in today's competitive landscape. I think you'll agree with that. By fostering a culture of creativity and experimentation, we can uncover new ways to leverage our resources and meet the evolving needs of our customers. Whether it's adopting new technologies, exploring alternative business models, or diversifying our product offerings, innovation enables us to strive in any environment. No organization operates in isolation. By forging strategic partnerships with other businesses, nonprofits, government agencies, and community organizations, we can leverage resources and expertise to mutual benefit. Collaborative efforts allow us to pool our resources, share knowledge, and address common challenges more effectively than we could alone. As we strive to do more with what we've got, it's essential to celebrate our successes, no matter how small, and learn from our failures. By fostering a culture of continuous improvement, we can adapt, innovate, and grow stronger with each challenge we face. Let's embrace a growth mindset that encourages experimentation, resilience, and learning from both success and setbacks. So, in conclusion, I'd like to say the key to success lies not in doing more with less. I don't even like hearing that or saying that, therefore I don't. But instead of us focusing on doing more with less, let's do more with what we've already got. By recognizing and leveraging our existing resources, empowering our people, maximizing efficiency and effectiveness, fostering innovation, building strategic partnerships, and embracing continuous improvement, we can achieve our goals and create a brighter future for our organization and our community. Thank you for tuning in to the Far Side of Leadership. Until next time, keep leading with purpose and passion. Make it a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Far Side of Leadership podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't miss another episode. Subscribe today. Feel free to share with anyone you think may enjoy the podcast. For more information, visit terryfarr.com.